نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 12th of Sha'aban 1442. And we all know the auspicious night will be, insha'Allah al-Aziz, on Sunday night. However, tonight we will discuss three different issues. Last night I discussed in Vellum the historical perspective of the first 5 days of Sha'aban. And I mentioned to you that there's a wonderful kitab for the ulama and students who know Arabic. One great sheikh, they were both father and son, muhaddith and mudarris, scholars of hadith and teaching in Masjidul Haram. And the son I met, mashallah, he also passed away. Maza fi Sha'aban, Sheikh Sayyid Muhammad bin Alawi al-Maliki. In there he mentions that this ayat of salawat and durood sharif, what is the meaning of durood sharif, brothers? Salawat is salutations, durood is a Farsi word, a Persian word. It means that when a farmer has huge crops and a bumper harvest, and now he's going to sell it in the open market, he will reap the maximum reward and profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So therefore, we should keep our tongue moist with salawat and durood sharif upon Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily, and increase the quantity on the night of Friday, tonight and tomorrow. Is authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night and the best day of the week. And that is abundant durood sharif and salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this ayat, Surah 33 verse 56, was revealed during this month of Sha'aban, mentioned in that book. Nevertheless, let's continue with the historical perspective. And I told you last night why we must learn history as Muslims. When we learn history, we get inspired, motivated for the future. Second, when you learn history, you do not commit the mistakes of the past in the future. And the unique aspect and feature of Islamic history is not written in black and white, it's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true scholars and jurors and the people of deen, and the red blood of our shuhada. So what happened in our history on the 6th of Sha'aban? On the 6th of Sha'aban, mashallah, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nikah took place to Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. She was the honorable daughter of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. And if you see that we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, it is imperative upon us to understand who are the Ahlul Bayt. First and foremost, the Ahlul Bayt are the Azwaj Mutahharat, the honorable wives and spouses of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we must love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We must love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then comes the rank of the Ahlul Bayt. Remember the household of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they, each one of them, they are our mothers, Quran says, wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. Ya Nisa an Nabi, lastunnaka hadim minan Nisa. You are not like other women. So in your homes, wahi used to get come and revealed and so forth. So it shows that their rank is so sublime and exalted. Nevertheless, the point I want to make, look at the chronological table. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married first to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Her demise takes place there in Makkah Mukarrama. Then Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha. Then Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. And then number four was Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. This was not only to honor the honorable wives, but to honor the father-in-law also. So one side the father-in-law is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. And on the other side, the father-in-law is Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu. So remember that on the 6th of Sha'ban, the third year of the Hijrah, we find that this nikah took place. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved each one of his wives, and more so Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anhu. Similarly, on the 6th of Sha'ban, we find in the 9th year of the Hijrah, Sayyida Kulthum radiallahu anha, the beloved daughter of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second wife, the second daughter of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anha, the first daughter was Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. She passed away in the second year, so of the Hijrah, and now Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after her demise, said, "Ya Uthman, oh my beloved son-in-law, even my other daughter I'll give you in nikah." And that's why he's called Zunnurain. So imagine the possessor of two radiant lights. So how Almighty Allah elevated them. So her demise took place also on the 6th of Sha'ban in the 9th year of the Hijrah. Then we go to the 7th of Sha'ban, and what happens in our pages of history on the 7th of Sha'ban? There's an honorable Sahabi, and every Sahabi is special, but some are extra special. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, Aminu Hadhil Ummah, the one of the trusted lieutenants, general of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And if you open the Tirmidhi and the Bukhari Sharia, so many hadith kitab, you will find the virtues of this eminent, illustrious companion. You go to Jordan, mashallah, you will see his mazar there, his mazar Mubarak. Who is Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah? He is from Ashara Mubashara, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting with Sahaba and says, "You, Ya Aba Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali," like that. And Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, each one of you are guaranteed Jannah and Paradise. In this world, they already got Bisharat and glad tidings. His authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. He's Aminu Hadhil Ummah. And if you study Sham, Sham means in English the Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. So the Levant and Sham refers to Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, and even some parts of Turkey, according to some ulama. Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wrote a whole book, Fadailu Sham. And if you have Mishkat Sharif, in the ending you will find the manaqib, the virtues, the merits of Sham. So subhanallah, on the 7th of this month of Sha'ban, he left Madinah Munawwarah and he went towards Sham. And if you study the history of Syria, you study the history of Sham, one of the most prominent generals of the Master alayhi salatu salam to liberate these areas was him, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who had so much confidence in him, is to say, "You are the Amir here, you are the Amir here, you are the Amir." Various places he appointed him. So one day Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Aba Ubaidah, show me your house." You know, today when people come, they become the chief, they become the captain, they become the Amir, they become the leader. So 90-80% of the time you will find they enrich themselves in the process. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, "They take me to your home." He, Abu Ubaidah, said, "There's no need." He said, "No, I insist." When he entered, Fabaka Umar. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was weeping and crying. He said, "Ya Abu Ubaidah, the dunya has changed everybody. But the dunya did not change you. I just see everything broken, torn and tattered here in your house." See, Sahaba brothers, the world came to their feet, but they did not let the love of dunya enter and saturate their hearts. Me and you, where we are, we know. So we must think about this. This is how the honor Almighty Allah conferred upon them. First, the love for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Second, for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third, the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Master alayhi salam. And fourth, the love for every companion and sahabi of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the 8th of Sha'aban, I referred to it briefly yesterday. So it was in 1916. And this was treachery committed, remember. And today you see the treachery committed at a larger scale, in fact. You must remember that. So we have the Ottoman Empire. And if you want the history quickly, let's go through it. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise takes place in the 11th year after Hijrah. And the Khulafa'i Rashideen, you must remember, in the 40th year of Hijrah. So then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is martyred during Ramadan, 17 Ramadan. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala who rules the Ummah for 6-7 months. He resigns after that, and then is the Umayyad dynasty for 90 years. And then you have, and they rule from Damascus, from Syria. And then you have the Abbasite dynasty, they rule for 524 years. And remember, their headquarters was there. That is Iraq, Baghdad, all those areas. Thereafter, you had the Khilafate Usmaniyah, and that is the Ottoman Empire, and they ruled for 642 years. The Umayyad dynasty had 14 Khulafa. The Abbasite dynasty had 37 Khulafa. The Usmani Khilafat had 37 Khulafa. Lo and behold, this is 1916. And 1916, and it is the 8th of Sha'ban. The British, the English, they were always cunning, speaking with the forked tongue. They told the Arabs that how come you have become so degraded? These Turks who are non-Arabs, they are ruling, and you are under them. You should be the rulers. They fell in the trap of Arab nationalism, and they appointed a person called Sharif Hussein, and they would pay him. Remember, he became their agent, an act of nifaq, hypocrisy and treachery, remember this, and withdraw from the Khilafate Usmaniyah, and that's what he did. And then on the 8th of Sha'aban, not only he withdrew, they told him, now he was an agent for them, he had to carry out their agenda. They told him, now you Sharif Hussein, not only is the Hijaz, Makkah, Medina, Taif, Jeddah under your control, we want, you must get the people of Sham also to revolt and rebel against the Ottoman Empire. This happened on the 8th of Sha'aban, 1916. Do you see how they use you? When that was done, after that, they told the Arab world, now we're going to start carving you out. All these tinpot dictators you see nowadays in the Arab countries and so forth, it came as a result of the Arabs pulling out and withdrawing from the Khilafate Usmaniyah. And that is why, you must remember, the apartheid regime has been placed there, and that is in a strategic place between the Middle East and North Africa, where you have majority Arab countries. So no more must there be a Khilafat, and no more must there be Arab, you must remember, everyone, kullu hisbin bima ladayhim farihun, every party will be happy with what they got. That was their strategy. So anyway, so it was an act of treachery against the Ummah. We must give credit to Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah. He wrote a book which very few people know, because you hardly find it in print nowadays, Naqdul Qawmiyatil Arabiya, where he criticized Arab nationalism, remember that. So that happened on the 8th, you must remember, of Sha'aban, 1916. On the 9th, remember, we go to Andalus. Andalus is, mashallah, we've been to all these places. Look at Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise takes place in the 11th year after Hijrah. In the year 92, Almighty Allah selects the youngster Tariq bin Ziyad, 22, 23 years old plus minus. And subhanallah, with 7 ships they go. And what they did, according to some muharrikhin and historians, they burned the ships there after they landed in the Iberian Peninsula. Iberian Peninsula is your Spain and Portugal and so forth. And they said, Ya Allah, we'll establish the deen here, or either we give our life. Islam stayed in Andalus, Muslim Spain, for 785, 86 years, almost 8 centuries. Then we find, you must remember, there were a group of people, the Muwahideen. The Muwahideen were led by Abu Yusuf. He was their leader. When he heard in Morocco, in the Maghrib, that the Muslims of Andalusia are being attacked and so forth, he crossed the ocean from North Africa and into Spain, and then he took on, you must remember, Alfonso and all of them, who was the ruler at that time, trying to take out and harm the Muslims more and more and weaken them. And Allah Jalla Wala gave them victory. See, when we place our trust in Almighty Allah, we must prepare, obviously, وَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. But the greater trust must be on Almighty Allah and not our arms and ammunition. Look at the indictment today, my brothers. I'm sure some of you have been to Andalusia, Muslim Spain. When you go to Cordova, if you just study that masjid, which is a church now, you will see the design is the same like Masjid Nabawi. At that time, it was the largest masjid in the world, even larger, bigger than Masjid Nabawi with the roof and all that. So remember, when you go there today, you will see the first surf is cordoned off, the mihrab is there, and as soon as me and my wife entered, the police came and they said, no prayer, no prayer. So fine, we won't pray, but they can't stop us from making dua. So you just stand there and you make dua and you cry to Allah. Ya Allah, on this mimbar here, which scholars came and they delivered khutbah in Jamia Qurtuba, and today we can't even perform 2 rakat salat in this masjid. Imagine. So when I asked the brothers outside, did we all read Jummah salat and so forth, they showed one place. So we went there to go see. I don't think even 30-40 brothers can fit in there. We had the largest masjid in the world at that time in Cordova, Muslim Spain, Andalusia. And today they got the place there, 30-40 brothers. And the Muslim countries all are sitting very, very comfortable. See the indictment upon the Ummah. Inqilab e Zamana. You go to Granada, you see Hamra Palace there. And they have made millions and billions of dollars over the years. One of the greatest places to go and visit Muslim architecture. And you will see La Ghaliba Illahu. Everywhere Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla's name mentioned there written there. So Allah Jalla wa Ala gave them victory on the 9th of Sha'ban. On the 10th of Sha'ban, so you must remember that today if people hear Russia, which Muslim country, Arab country can take them on? This is the karamat of the Ottoman Empire, which we do not read about. The Ottoman Empire, you must remember, they never ruled countries, they ruled continents. And I told you for 642 years they ruled, 37 khulafa. So when the Russians, you must remember, like now, they annexed the land of Crimea, and then they wanted to harm the Muslims, 300,000 Russian army, the Ottomans went. They took them on, and they defeated the Russians on the 10th of Sha'ban. Look at our glorious history. But this whole shaitaniyat that has entered the Ummah today, of the cell phone, of the TV, of the sports and entertainment, we forgot our glorious history. We know about the shaitans who are playing soccer, cricket, film stars, all of them. We know much more about them. Is that not an indictment? Tell me. So 100%. Go back to your history, O Ummah, and see. So that's the first part, inshallah. Second part, Mawlana mentioned, mashallah, Sha'ban, the Tabi'een, the Awliya, Ultrahullah would say, is Shahrul Quran. It's the month of Quran. You ask every Hafiz here. I met 2-3 Hafiz youngsters just now. Ask them, beta, son, where are you performing Tarawih? Say, I'm here. MashaAllah. How honored we are, my brothers, in South Africa. Every masjid, 3, 4, 5 readers, MashaAllah. Go travel in the world this past few years, 4, 5 years. I used to go to South America every year and go see the halat, the whole country, not one Hafiz. You go to Uruguay till today. So you must remember, you won't find not one alim, not one Hafiz, not one masjid in Uruguay. Our South Africans, Allah Jalla wa Ala reward them. They went there and they started maktab, they started madrasa, some ulama are there now, and now hifz classes started and so forth. My last trip, you must remember, Bolivia, I was there, whole country, not one Hafiz, nothing. One of our South Africans, mashallah, he came from Venezuela, Argentina, and they performed Tarawih there. So when you travel the world, then you will come to know what is the plight of the Ummah, my brothers. So let's go to Quran Sharif, because mashallah, it was, it is, it will always be the greatest gift of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And our honorable Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, passed away last Friday. So we must remember he was considered to be one of the greatest mufassireen in our past 50, 60 years. He visited South Africa at least thrice. I'll tell you a few incidents of him, inshallah, it will inspire you. So we used to sit in his classes, mashallah, and in the haram also. He used to sit between the ruknain, between Hajr Aswad and Rukne Yamani. So that was his place. And Maghrib to Isha, every day he would read two juz to his khadim there. People would come and ask questions, then the tilawat goes on and so forth. So one day one Egyptian came and asked him, Sheikh, I want to ask you the fatwa in the Shafi'iyah, according to the Shafi'i school. What you say? What's the fatwa? So he replied, Allahu Maliki wal Rasulu Shafi'i. He said, Allah Jalla wa'ala is my Malik. See, the owner of the universe and our owner. Wal Rasulu Shafi'i. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our interceder. But that Egyptian brother initially didn't catch up what he's trying to say. One day his students were sitting by him. He said, come, I ask you a riddle. You know, the teacher asked the student. So he said, solve the problem. None of us could solve it. He said, okay, tomorrow. Then we begged him. Then he solved it for us. He said, Uhibbul fitna. I love fitna. Fitna is something we must dislike. And he said, Wa akrahul haq. I dislike the truth. Haq is something we must embrace. And he said, Wa afirru min rahmatillah. I run away from the mercy of Allah. Wa usalli bi ghayri hudu. I read salat without hudu. So if you look at it superficially, apparently, everything is upside down. So how are you going to solve the riddle? So we refused. We told him, Sheikh, just teach us, please. So then he started smiling, mashallah, and he said, Uhibbul fitna, innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth, your assets, your children, your grandchildren, there's a trial and a test for you. Who doesn't love a wealth? Who doesn't love children, grandchildren? So fitna, there means trial and a test. أَكْرَهُ الْحَقِّ I dislike the truth. الْمَوْتُ حَقٌ We have to pass away and die. Which person got doubt in that? Even the atheist will accept it. But you go to the hospital clinic, ask the baji, ask the khala, the auntie there, you want to pass away, so you want to pass away, what am I doing in the hospital? I want to love. We all have the desire to love. When we have that natural fear of dying, وَأَفِرُّ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ Places where there's famine and drought for years, people become despondent, disillusioned, Almighty Allah scatters His mercy. When the rain comes, we dash for cover. We all run away from the mercy of Allah. See, Allah Ta'ala's droplets, Allah Ta'ala's rain is a mercy. And the fourth one, وَأُسْوَلِّي بِغَيْرِ هُدُو I read salat without hudu. So what he means? Salawat ala النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. To read with hudu, desirable, meritorious, but not a prerequisite. So without hudu also you can read. If you look at his compilation, subhanallah, I'm speaking of the books I have. So you must remember that he gave us Durratu Tafasir, one volume just for the public. Brief notes, mashallah, in Arabic. This word means this, this word. For the madrasa students, Darulum, Safatu Tafasir. If you want, you must remember Ahkam, Rawayul Bayan fi Ahkam al Quran. If you want, Tanwirul Adhan, mashallah, that he wrote with his own hand and he gave me a gift, mashallah, four volumes. You must read that tafsir, Tanwirul Adhan. If you want to become a master, a linguist par excellence, you must read his book, Al-Ibda'ul Bayani fil Quran al-Azim. So you must see wa At-Tibyan fi Ulumul Quran. Like that, the khidmat he made, he was 83, 84 years old, he was admitted in hospital. His son Ahmed told me the story and incident. He told the doctors and then, please, just discharge me, I got a lot of work to do. So they asked Ahmed, the son, your father is mid-80s, what work he's doing now? So they ask him. So he said that the tafsir, I'm busy, is not completed, so give me the, discharge me, and I want to go complete the tafsir. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah wrote, Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood. The aim must not be just to finish the Quran Sharif, it's a great achievement, but finish our life in the service of Quran and Sunnah. That is what our aim should be. Remember that. Then we will see how Almighty Allah, if you just hear our program in the morning, you will see how many non-Muslims. I'm amazed, you know. 5 o'clock in the morning, Muslims, they fast asleep, dreaming. Non-Muslims are awake. Aki, tell us this, tell us this. So I even joke with them. I say, my Muslims, half of them are sleeping and you all are awake. How they are looking for Islam. But Musliman is not there to present Islam. Think about that seriously. Nevertheless, my brothers, this qissa, this incident is to do with Quran Sharif. And it is mansub ila Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah saw a dream 3 consecutive nights. So he said that this dream means something, you know. So he said that he's seeing that he's going to a church. Lo and behold, Sunday came, he went to the church, but he camouflaged himself a little bit. And he sat right at the back bencher, you know, in political terms. The father, the pastor, priest came, and he said, they told him, start, the congregation is waiting. You say, I can't start my discourse. Say, what you mean you can't discourse? Here's the church here, and here's the people. Start. Say, no, today's gathering, congregation, there's a Muslim here. He also maybe saw something. Who's the Muslim? Please come front. Cover is blown. Hazrat Bayazid came. Said, you Muslim? He said, yes. Said, sit down. I have certain questions to ask you, and you must answer all of them. One proviso, one condition. You must answer only from Noble Quran, not from here and there. Awliyaullah, they place their trust in Almighty Allah. Wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. They have taqwa, piety, and Almighty Allah teaches them. So I'll go through it quickly. He asked, who is one and not two? He said, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ وَحَدْ. Allah is one and not two. What is two and not three? وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. The alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? نُون وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ. The pen which Almighty Allah created and the pen which Almighty Allah commanded to write the destiny of everyone and everything. And the second one, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَىٰ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ. Remember the Arsh of Rahman, that is the throne of Almighty Allah. It's beyond our puny little brains and comprehension and perception. And three, وَسِيَ كُرْسِيُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The kursi of Almighty Allah. We cannot fathom and comprehend. What is four and not five? The four divine books and scriptures, the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, the Quran Sharif. He read all the relevant verses, famous it is. What is five and not six? He read the five daily salat. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَىٰ غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ. What is six and not seven? So he said, خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبِ. Allah says, we created this entire universe in 6 days, and no fatigue, no tiredness, no exhaustion touched us. Allah is perfect, more perfect than the word perfect. He's the supreme being. What is seven and not eight? Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat. Allah created seven heavens. What is eight and not nine? Wa yahmilu arsha rabbika fawqahum yawma idhin thamaniya. On the day of justice, the day of judgment, remember, Allah will let eight angels carry the arsh of Rahman, the throne of Almighty Allah. What is nine and not ten? Marisburg, mashallah, not nine, you'll get 9,900 people. Everybody come here, tea here, there's food here. There was a town, a city, وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهَةٍ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Nine people, everyone a mischief maker, troublemaker. What is ten and not 11? تِلْكَ عَشْرَةٌ kamila. So when you perform hajj, you have to slaughter the hadi. Our people call dhamme shukr. When you perform tamattu hajj, qiran hajj. So if your money gets lost or finished, then you keep 10 fast. So that's 10. He said, what's 11 and not 12? He said, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Story, I see 11 stars, referring to the 11 brothers. What is 12 and not 13? Surah 9 verse 36, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahra. So 12 lunar months. So he said, your answers all correct. It means that this person was also like today Orientalists. If you see how much they know about Islam, you'll be amazed and astonished. He said, Muslim, I have two more questions. But remember the proviso. You must answer from the Quran Sharif, not from here. Idhar udhar ki baatein nahi, from Quran Sharif. I said, fine. He said, who is that person who was buried in the grave and the grave was moving everywhere and lo and behold, he came out alive from the grave. He said, easy. Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, faltaqamahu al-hut, the fish swallowed him, that was his grave. 3 days he went here, there, some ulama say 40, whatever it is. Fanabadnahu bil-ara, and the fish, he came out from the grave alive. Said, correct. He said, last and ultimate question. Question number 14. He said that which is that strip and piece of land that the sun was shining there only once. Never did the sun shine before that there. Never will the sun shine there again. He said, I studied the story of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Allah Jalla Wala spoke, you must remember that, O Musa alayhi salam, fa asri bi ibadi. Isra means as-sayru fil layl. At night time you travel. Subhanalladhi asra. So take my servants at night time, Pharaoh and his cronies, they were having a big party, their wine, dine and swine. So they were half drunk as normal. So you go and take them. But when they became a little bit sober, they realized the Israelites are gone. So they're going to catch you up and pursue you. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ وَتَقَوْفْ Ishraq time, when the sun is rising, O Nabi Musa alayhi salam, you will be by the ocean, in front the ocean, and behind you must remember Pharaoh and his army. And your people will be very concerned. So what you must do, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, strike the ocean, and then Allah will open the pathway for you. Lo and behold, he, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, strikes, the sun is rising in his beauty and glory, and the water, now they sand, land, and they crossing. The Pharaoh and his comrades and cronies witnessing all this, and he said, I'm doing all this, you know, people. So when Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people crossed, now Pharaoh went in with his army, and then the water met up. He said, excellent, every answer of yours correct. So he, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, said, priest, I beg your indulgence, you asked me 14 questions, can I ask you one question at least? He said, ask. He said, Ma huwa miftahul jannah, what is the key of paradise? So the priest on the radio, you know, normally we add some masala and there. So I said, the huzu broke of the priest, you know. So bichara, he got finished, like you see. So he looked down and he just kept silent. So he, Hazrat Bayezid, said, okay, can I render the answer and response? He said, yes. He read, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And what happened? The people who were in the church, me and you mustn't try all these stunts. So you must remember the people who were there, they said, are their priest asked 14 questions, a Muslim answered everything. He asked one, better we also read ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. See? How Allah Jalla Wala uses people with the Quran. The Quran is a living book. Take this Quran, my brothers. Today I went to meet my honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. You youngsters who are going for Taraweeh here and there, first thing, go to your parents, kiss their hand and ask them for duas. Contact your teachers and ask them for dua. If you can't do that, you're a failure. Remember that. Your parents must be with you, your teachers must be with you. That's number two. Third one, you must remember, beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that our Taraweeh Salat, all that, we must continue right through. I perform Taraweeh at home, one man, one vote. I'm in front, my wife at the back. So wherever we are, whichever country we are, I just make 2, 4, 6 rakats in the masjid, I go away then. So I read with my wife and so forth. So you can read 2 Jews, 3 Jews, 5 Jews, whatever you want to read, you can read, mashallah. So you see Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, in one Ramadan, he made 61 khatam, one Ramadan. Daytime, one khatam, nighttime khatam, on the Imam's Musalla, one khatam. So brothers, me and you must appreciate this 15th night of Shaban, Sunday night. I see so many people are asking, when must we fast? So sunnat fast is 13, 14th, 15th. So this will be Saturday, Sunday, Monday. The auspicious big night, remember, of Laylatul Bara'a, Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban is Sunday night. So whatever you read, mashallah, I leave you with these two ahadith. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. If you know Arabic, wadda means al-mubalagha fi tamanni, to have an ardent strong desire. Oh, you who are not hafiz, it is my strong desire, each one of you must by heart Surah Yasin, the hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar. I urge you, my mothers, my sisters, my daughters, my sons, my elders, at least learn Surah 36 and 83 verses, Surah Yasin. We learn so many things. How happy Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be, at least this ummati of mine, he'll my hearted and memorize Surah Yasin. Second place, again the same words are mentioned, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. The hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, every one of you, my ummah, you must by heart and try and by heart, Surah, Mulk, Surah, Tabarakalladhi, 30 ayats there, brothers. So let us make a concerted effort, inshallah, before Ramadan, we know Surah Mulk, during Ramadan, we by heart Surah Yasin. The fasting is a duty, and Tilawatul Quran is the beauty of Ramadan, my brothers. So on behalf of the Capital Group, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and them, mashallah, they're giving out books. The Ramadan Q&A of mine, after the dua, our brother Yunus is there, and Maulana Abdul Aziz and whoever. So now don't one person take two and three copies. We got limited copies there. So mashallah, so you got the book, then give other people a chance, inshallah, and make dua for us, make dua for the ummah. Tomorrow Jummah, we'll be in the Sufi Masjid, inshallah, there in Glennon Road, and inshallah, tomorrow night in Phoenix, inshallah, and Saturday night we'll be, inshallah, in Port Shepstone, and then Sunday night in the Avondale Musalla. Jazakallah khair, we don't know the people here, so we thank our Hafiz Muhammad Bassa, we thank Hafiz Wadi, the coordinator, our Mawana Hansa, and everybody else, the trustees. Barakallah fiq, jazakallah khair. My time is up, but never mind. We can go into a little bit, 2-3 minutes extra. Let's make dua, inshallah, for ourselves and the ummah at large, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم بارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين